Lawn Sculpture Biennale, Victoria's largest public outdoor sculpture event, will take the place from 17th of March until the 2nd of April. This year, there is a Serbian artist who will be presented at the Biennale, Milovan Destil Marković, together with his collaborator Claudia Cheseling. And also, I have a special guest here, which is Lara Nichols, who is a curator of this exhibition. I'm so happy to say welcome to SBS Radio to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Delighted to be here.
Yeah. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Maybe, Lara, we can start with you, actually, to give us more information about this Biennale.
So the Lawn Sculpture Biennale has been going since 2007, and this is the sixth iteration of this major outdoor free-to-the-public event. And this is the first time I'm the curator of the event. So when I took on this role, I particularly wanted to investigate the environment and the interaction of humanity and the environment. So mm-hmm. the theme is Landfall, is the title mm-hmm. of the Biennale, and it's about the intersection between art, nature and humanity. So I asked the artists to come up with concepts and ideas for work which responds to issues confronting the environment. And Milovan and Claudia came mm-hmm. up with a remarkable collaboration, which they will talk in more detail about, called The Darker the Night, The Brighter the Stars. And it plays with a couple of themes inherent in the Biennale. One is this idea of capital, and what does capital mean? Is it a financial asset? Is it a much more esoteric asset? So is capital, in fact, our environment? Could we reimagine capital as the environment? And also ideas about biodiversity and endangerment, climate and weather, and degradation of the environment. And so this work melds together a number of those themes in particular.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really interesting. So can you tell me how many artists are featured in this year?
So there are 43 artists, and there are 40 projects, because there are a couple of collaborations like Milovan and Claudia's work. There's also a collaboration between the Australian artist John Kelly and the Korean artist Seoul Park. So it's another collaboration. Four major projects, of which Milovan and Claudia's is one. There's also a group of works, 24 works that are along the Sculpture Trail, which is along the foreshore. And there are also nine works responding to the land art movement, and that's called the Sculpturescape Program. And mm-hmm. there are two performance works as well.
Mm-hmm. So what's the title of the program that Milovan and Claudia are the part?
So they were awarded a major project. Mm-hmm. The idea with a major project is that it's a work that is ongoing, takes much effort and capital, if you like, to produce, and also being international artists, it is quite a major project to actually come to Lawn from Europe.
That's interesting, honestly. So how many people from overseas is here this year?
Well, so there are probably about seven international artists, but often artists that are now working between Australia and overseas, which is how a lot of artists work now. But there are also a lot of artists who are born overseas. Mm-hmm. So when I was writing the biographies for each project, I was amazed at how many people were born in all sorts of places. We have one artist who's come from Angola. We have an artist who's practicing in Tasmania, and he's from the Philippines. It's so many different nations that artists have come from.
I hope it will be really interesting to all our listeners to come down to Lawn, and especially if the weather is nice this weekend, honestly.
It's going to be nice, apparently.
Yeah, this weekend.
Yes, the weather gods have smiled upon us, I think.
Yeah. Well, we will put some weather for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, Milovan and Claudia, can I ask you to tell me more about your project?
It
was initiated basically when we were thinking about putting something together for this Lawn Sculpture project for the biennial. But then we had our first collaboration 2 years ago at the Bandanon Trust, where we were undertaking a residency, and we started working collaborative on a big spatial painting, which is partly, part of it was Milovan's conceptual element, the painted barcode, and then in my biomorphic abstract painting in the space surrounded by it. And this was for us a very successful project. We really enjoyed working together, and we had a always a good exchange about our work. And you know, when you work as together, it's like a catalyst. You know, it's incredibly what when you discuss your thoughts, you know, how they're enriched by another artist. Bright mind, you know, when you fit together, when you have a similar expectation to art and what you want.
You said 2 years it's been that you are working together?
Yeah, 6 years ago we met, and so since 2 years we are working together, and we do our own projects, and then we, you know, investigate what we can do together.
Yeah. So, Milovan, can you tell about your part of the project?
My part of the project, as a part of this whole installation, is one barcode, which is taken as abstract image or object, in this sense, from a descriptive sentence, stars and the sky. Mm-hmm. Which is part of the whole installation we do together. And that's polycarbonate, made out of polycarbonate transparent material with stuffed pigments color, which I made specially for my work. And the binder, which I discovered a few years ago. So that's the barcode, which is about 3 meter high and... 5 meter long and maybe 35 centimeter bright, so one can walk through the barcode. It's kind of upside down barcode, which looks like fallen from the sky, kind of, let's say, as I did barcode at the earth, kind of like any
product. What kind of experience that is?
Yeah, it's kind of like every product have a barcode, so I always consciously use barcode as I do product. So I play between product, what Lara took us as a capital play. So the product, I made Earth in quote mark as a product in some way. And as I say, one can walk through that, and it's it will be settled down by the river and the sea where they meet. And it will also light in the night with the solar light by itself, so it's kind of perpetuum mobile. And that barcode is possible to see every day and even in the night too. As and the color of the, I took the whole rainbow color. And the Claudia's capsule, I mean, I think it's better that she explain. About that part, I mean, I can explain, but it's, I think it's
the
author herself explain.
Yeah,
will be round and interfering the barcode. So
yeah, in dialogue. So I make four concrete capsules. They look a little bit like bodies of animals, you know, like round bodies. And they will be placed around, so they're in a dialogue with the barcode. And they have also text written on them. They're painted really bright, aggressive colors. And but you can still see that they are concrete, and then there's text written on them, which also explores like problems on Earth on one hand politically, and on the other hand environmentally, the radioactive contamination.
Like messages?
No, it's links to good resources online. So links to videos and links to films and links to texts, like... And yeah, and one subject is also environmental contamination through radioactivity, through the depleted uranium munition, which were also in between others, like southern Serbia and Kosovo was bombed with it, you know, with this highly radioactive stuff. And I researched that before I met Milovan, but then, of course, it opened up also new sources when we met, that I could speak to people in in the countries, you know, who had been affected by that.
Have you had a chance to go back in Serbia, like traveling to and talk
yes,
to
we
yes?
do that every year.
Mm. Oh,
we visit,
okay.
we visit Baba and.
yeah, that's fantastic. I really love the title. The dark is the sky, the brightest
the brighter the stars.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah.
It's Majakovska quotation.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I was about to ask that. How did you choose that? Yeah.
How did it start, darling?
We wanted actually, I mean, something to trick people with the nature,
uh-huh.
but to tell them a bit more how deep problems humanity have today.
Mm. Yeah, so it is a dark time. Mm. When you look so closer, you know, it's a wealthy place, Lorne, but it's dark for the environment and for, you know, a lot of other issues.
Well, not only Lorne, I speak about everywhere.
Yeah, but
I mean,
just as example, you know.
Claudius is working a lot with very sensitive for nature, not destroying elements. And so we make it very colorful mm-hmm. and very, very
attractive,
but
yeah.
when you stretch the surface, mm-hmm. surface, you get information. Let's say, mm-hmm. better to say, not any scary thing, but just information and awareness.
Yeah, but stuff not many people talk about, or not hardly anyone knows about it. You know, and then also a lot of people say, no, it's not true. You know, nothing is radioactive contaminated, but of course these are just you know lobbies and.
That's right.
That's a part of.
That's a part of. Also, is there a map, like, linked to your artwork?
So if you go to the Lorne Sculpture website, which is mm-hmm. literally www.lornesculpture.com, there is an interactive map online there, and there's also a lot of material about all the public programs, the sculpture trail, about all of the artists included. Mm-hmm. And there's also a catalogue which people can buy. So the catalogue is has a page per project. In fact, the major projects have two pages. There's a big essay for each artist in the catalogue, mm-hmm. which people can also buy online through the website if they like, or they can come down and visit.
Absolutely.
on the weekend. The Biennale runs through until Easter, so there's a lot of opportunities. Yeah. But there is quite a wealth of material online on our website.
Yeah, especially because the weather forecast is really good for the Easter and the whole period actually.
Yeah,
it will be nice.
And we're doing a lot of things at night. So Milovan and Claudia's work, as Milovan was saying, is solar lit. So at night it will actually be sort of glowing in the darkness. Because funny enough about this title, one of the things about Lorne is you get very dark skies because it's the Otway Ranges. So you get beautiful star formations. And that was one of the sort of lovely appeals of their work actually, was that it was reaching out to the cosmos and not just terrestrial, I suppose.
Yeah, environmentalists, they say it's not light polluted.
Mm, yeah, that's right.
Not light polluted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
well, you can see the stars and, you know.
Yeah, and one more thing about the stars.
Yeah.
You know, the capsules, they get names of animals that have mm-hmm. been sent to space for scientific research uh-huh. through the years. And so the idea is also that these capsules and the barcodes, so it's meaning and being and they leave Earth because of the conditions on Earth, so they're on their way out.
Just tell which ones.
Yeah, and so I used two American monkeys because of all the radioactive contamination. That's Albert 1 and Albert 2. And then I used Esmeralda and Gladys, two spiders that have been sent later to space in the 2011.
Okay, oh. Fantastic. Yeah. 11.
Yeah, the spiders. The monkeys were 1949, okay. The very early experiments.
Yeah. When I was talking to Lara, you said so many people are born overseas but working here in Australia. And I was going through the catalogue and I've noticed that you are also here in Canberra, working in Canberra, yeah?
Yeah. How can I say? Accidentally and not accidentally. Accidentally is that I get to know Claudia, and Claudia studied in Canberra and mm-hmm. she was living in Australia. And she's born in Munich, in Germany.
Yeah.
But she was 10 years living, and then after that, every year coming and going, and now she does a PhD at ANU. And mm-hmm. this year I was guest artist in ANU. So we can use the studio of ANU, the National University of Arts.
Australian National University School of Art and Design.
Okay. So we can use studio there to prepare a second part of the work, which will be presented in Lorne Biennale. First part we did in Berlin, where I live and where Claudia lives. I live in Berlin since 1986. And Claudia, I don't know, 90s? You live in Berlin?
Yeah, 94.
94. So there is our base, there is my studio, my atelier, and her atelier, and then we prepare the basics, and we apply to for a project for a Biennale, for the major project. And then second part we develop in Canberra. In studio from university. And then last 2 weeks?
Yeah, 1 week. A few more days to go.
We put things together before we... Tomorrow we will install work on situ.
In Lorne. Tomorrow morning.
So we are using studio of one very famous Lorne ceramist artist. Graham.
Wilkie. I'll translate camerist. A camerist is a ceramicist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's lovely. It's a new word. I'm only using that word now.
Ceramic.
Just a new way of saying
it. A famous ceramicist. Graham Wilkie, who has a wonderful studio and the most remarkable Japanese kiln I think I've ever seen. So Milovan and Claudia have been working in his studio, which is nestled in the bush, with a whole range of other artists as well. So it's a very collaborative, beautiful, supportive environment.
Oh, fantastic. So what can I say? If you are down to Lorne during the day, you can use an interactive map. And then during the night, look for the glowing objects.
And falling stars.
And falling stars.
So exactly. What is the difference between seagulls? Is there any difference?
Oh, yeah. Seagulls. Special. Okay.
That's an in-joke.
Yeah. It is a joke.
So couldn't speak Serbian, but because of the other guests, I think it was okay. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for your time. And I know you are busy. You have so much to do, I suppose, in the next 2 days. But you found some time to come and talk to me today, and thank you so much. Thank you, Lara. Thank you, Claudia. Thank you, Milovan.
Thank you for that lovely interview.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, hope to see you on the weekend.
Yeah, I'll try to come down.
That would be fantastic.
Definitely.
And bring all the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that every community needs contemporary art to get in peace.
Absolutely. I agree. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.